In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Friends, our Lord's parable about the man who throws a great banquet for many invited guests is poignant this year, having just celebrated the Feast of Corpus Christi, whereby we recall the lavish feast of the Holy Eucharist and the rich table set for us to consume our Lord's own body and blood. In this light, it's sad to witness the guests making excuses for not attending, akin to so many who find any reason not to come to Mass, or even worse, when the Jews of Christ's day refuse to accept him as the promised Messiah. The banquet host rightly becomes angry and sends his servant to invite the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame from the streets and the roads. And this is where we come in. Centuries of Christians who were not Jews of the Old Covenant have happily eaten their fill of the truth of salvation offered to those once God's chosen people. The parable also illustrates that the kingdom of God is available to all, especially those who are often excluded or overlooked in society. The story highlights the virtue of humility in recognizing one's need for God's grace to merit heaven. Jews traditionally use the symbol of feast to represent God's blessing in eternity. A feast fills hunger, gives delight, and provides fellowship with one another. Far too often, the charms and the cares of the world capture the attention of invited guests, and they refuse to attend. Excuses reflect the various worldly distractions and poor priorities that prevent people from accepting God's invitation. Think of all the people we know who have much wealth and stuff, being naturally happy, but are missing this one thing. Then look at all the people who may not have enough according to the world's accounting, but by responding to Christ's invitation to be here, we have it all. As our Holy Father Pope Leo just preached at the World Day of the Poor, not knowing the Lord is the worst form of poverty. Friends, our parable serves as a warning for all who assume that just because God has richly blessed them, their finding favor with him is forever secured, and they will necessarily join him in eternity. This is presumption, pure and simple. We must consistently show gratitude for all that we have, great and small alike, and respond generously to his invitation to worship him in the manner he sees fit. It's true that those who recognize their spiritual poverty and dependence on God are more likely to accept the invitation. And poverty in spirit is not the same as material poverty. Right? It's possible to possess wealth and have nice things and still be poor in spirit because we do not allow our attachment to money or property to consume us. And by being generous, prove that we are not possessed by these things. Conversely, a materially poor man can be so covetous of the little he has or jealous of what others have that he can lose salvation for wanting these things more than the love of God. So like the servant in the gospel, who was sent out to find new guests to invite to the feast, we're charged with welcoming others, even those who may not consider themselves unworthy, who may consider themselves unworthy or unlikely candidates for salvation. Right? In essence, the parable of the great banquet is a powerful message about God's generous love and the importance of responding to his invitation with openness and humility. It was meant to be a wake-up call for the hearers of Christ's voice then, and is meant to be a call to action for us today. Not only to ensure that we have a seat at the table for ourselves, but to reach out to those who may not even realize how hungry they are for staying away too long, or perhaps being unaware how to taste and see just how good and sweet the Lord is, and share the abundant banquet of God's merciful forgiveness, tender love, and everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.